Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Alexandria Barker from alexandriabarker.com. And I'm so glad to welcome you to this call today. This is the second in our self-love series. And the tools that you're going to learn today from my special guest, Michelle Dobbins, are going to give you the confidence and the know-how to really connect with your intuitive voice. And this is going to help you experience success in every area of your life. So whether you're brand new to the law of attraction or whether you've been trying to practice it but you're not experiencing yet the kind of success that you want, you know, the missing link you've been searching for might be right here on this call. So today you're going to hear all about Michelle's personal alchemy system and how she helps busy people work with the law of attraction to become more successful in life. Michelle is an author, an alchemist, a blogger, a smitten wife, mom to twingles, so she has four children, and the twins are age 9, and she's a connoisseur of life and chocolate and sharing magic questions daily. Michelle is the owner of www.dailyalchemy.com. She's a happy wife and mom who likes to do things her own way. She's also vice president of Precision Heating and Cooling. She likes to live life to the fullest, and she's the co-creator of the awesome life she's enjoying right now, and she says she's looking forward to new adventures that she's always headed towards. So, and her book, Personal Alchemy, is available right now on Kindle. So please join me in welcoming Michelle Dobbins. Michelle, it's so great to have you on the call today.
So great to be here. That was a great intro.
Oh, thank you. Well, I loved your book. I grabbed it when it was on Kindle and read it cover to cover because it just so resonated with everything that you were saying. And most of these practices I find I already do. And we have a lot of similarities in our background. We both do a lot of yoga and things like that. So I really did resonate with your message. And I've actually been incorporating it into my own, my wishful thanking program, which is my daily practice. And so for myself, I have my own version, not the sale one. I didn't incorporate your stuff in that. But for my own personal one, I've used some of the examples that you provided in your book. So I'm eager for you to share a little bit more about your book and talk to people about what personal alchemy is. And then we're going to give them some tips on how they can start improving their lives right now, starting today, and just love themselves more, because I think that is really the key to working with the law of attraction and to being successful in life. And I know you talk about other laws as well in the book, so I'm just going to let you direct the call however you would like to at this point, and share with us how this book came about and your biggest aha moments with it.
Well, for me, personal alchemy, the biggest chunk of it is self-love. And when I started writing the book, one of the biggest questions that I got from my blog was, you know, I did the exact same thing that somebody else did, but I did not get the exact same results. And, you know, I think we all notice that, because I know for myself, when I started my blog, I went around looking for, you know, how do you get your blog going? And I saw this book, oh, get 50,000 followers for your blog. Just follow these three easy steps. I'm like, okay, right on.
Yeah.
I followed those three easy steps. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have 50,000 followers. What happened? And, you know, what happened was I'm not the same person as the person who wrote the book. I didn't have the same vibrational level about how it was going to work for me. And so I didn't get the same results. And I find that with law of attraction, the same people can take the same steps, they can make the same kind of vision board, and they don't always have the same results. So I'm like, what's that missing thing? And for me, that personal alchemy, and the biggest chunk of personal alchemy is self-love. And also, to me, it ties in with love of others and service to others. And for me, there's a spiritual component, and that's kind of optional. But that's how I came to learn about the law of attraction. I started basically seeking spiritually, started with practical Christianity and yoga and coming from it from that point. And, you know, not everybody needs to come that way, but I do really feel like that self-love is the core of getting better results if you're going to work with law of attraction.
I think so, too. I think it really is the answer that a lot of people have been looking for in other areas of their lives as well, like anyone who struggled with weight and who was realizing that they have a bit of a, you know, a self-loathing as opposed to self-love kind of vibe going because they're being critical about their body, you know. Even something as basic as that, like if you can love and accept yourself as you are, then you'll find, you know, like you will just naturally gravitate to healthier eating choices and be more active and, you know, the weight kind of takes care of itself. Would you agree with that or has that ever been an issue for you?
I totally agree with that. And I think, you know, sometimes we focus a lot on the action part and taking action is great. But I think when you focus on self-love and then you take inspired action, you're going to get better results. Like you said, once you focus on self-love, then you start naturally making better food choices. I've just found for myself that's kind of the key is taking those times to do the things that make me focus on self-love. And when I do that, life just kind of flows. I don't have to, like, figure out what to do next. It just comes up, you know. My answers seem like they're there almost just before I ask the question. But when I get out of that flow and I'm not taking those time, because I think self-love is an ongoing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like the thankfulness practice you do. You have to do it every day. You have to do self-love practice every day. Just like brushing your teeth. If you
exactly.
don't brush your teeth every day, it's not going to be pretty. If you don't take that time to love yourself every day, you know, even if you just do a simple 5-minute practice and pick a couple exercises from my book or pick a thankfulness program like you have, whatever feels good to you, but it's definitely something that you want to incorporate into your everyday life. It's, you know, definitely as important as brushing your teeth and taking a shower and all those other things that we find time to do every day.
Yeah, exactly. And they can be incorporated in, which I love some of your shortcuts. And I was checking them off and going, I do this, I do the dry brushing, mm-hmm. I do the applying the oil after and the nice affirmations as I'm massaging the oil in and, you know, all these things too and taking the time. But I'm going to ask you to come back and share some of that with you. So since you are the author, I want it straight from your mouth. But could we talk a little bit about the alchemy? Like maybe even, there might even be people listening who just aren't quite exactly sure what the definition of that would be.
Right. And I think that is kind of a strange word to a lot of people. And I do study actual traditional alchemy and practical alchemy, but that's not something that you need to do at all. But basically the definition of alchemy is the art of transformation. And if any of you have seen the pictures of the old man who's over the beakers and stuff and he's trying to transform lead into gold, what they were really trying to do was transform the lead parts of themselves into gold. They were working on personal growth. And what they did was they kept working with substances, even like sometimes they would make herbal tinctures and things, and they were making medicines. But what they were trying to do was get rid of everything that wasn't the pure essence of the herb. So that's kind of what you're trying to do with yourself. Because when we come into the world, we're bombarded with lots of things, lots of vibrations from other people. And as we're growing up, we get messages from people, whether they're subtle messages that aren't spoken or spoken messages. You know, there's just a lot of other stuff floating around that we tend to pick up. Mm-hmm. So to me, alchemy is letting go of what's not you. Because at the core, you are love. And so once you let go of all the other stuff, all you're going to find is love. And when you're in that place, things are going to flow so much better in your life.
Well, and the nice thing that I like to share with people, too, is when you are a vibration, when you are feeling that love and appreciation, whether it's for yourself or for anybody or anything, you are in that high vibration and you are a match to source energy. So you're a match to, like, one of the highest vibrations there is. So then, you know, you don't even have to go looking. This is like you're talking about that ease and the flow that happens in your life. Stuff just comes to you because you're doing your do, you know. They say you got to do the do. Well, the do in this case is just to love yourself and feel that appreciation and bask in that, and then and be allowing, be present and be allowing for all this good stuff to come for that's in the vortex if you're an Abraham fan like I am.
Yeah, I am as well. Yeah, I love their work, and I think some people miss parts of their work, but if you follow it closely, and I used to listen to all their audios, they talk about meditation and kind of getting to that, because so many people have negative things running in their mind. I think one of the things that they recommend is at least getting to neutral, or getting meditating where there's no thought. But I really like to add in good thoughts and love.
Yeah.
And like you said, one of the exercises is creating a love list for yourself for the day, and every day doing a few loving activities for yourself, be it just remembering to take your vitamins, put on lotion, take a few minutes to have a quiet meditation, or enjoy your tea. But when you do those things, do them with the intention of showing yourself love, because a lot of times we do these things, but we do it automatically, and we don't take the time to think, you know, I'm taking these vitamins to send good nutrients to my body, or, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes that makes all the difference, I think, the intention behind it.
And there was another one where you were sending love to, like, all every cell in your body, and, like, the fluids around, like, the water, you know, that you're drinking, and visualizing it going in and helping your body and all of that.
Yeah, I think that anything that we can do visually like that to send love to our body and appreciate our body, I learned a long time ago, and this is not, I don't think this is in my book, but this is something that I learned from someone at a Unity church, was that I did put something about the lotion, but putting lotion on your body every day and thanking every part of your body. And it makes such a big difference, because a lot of people, if they're overweight or some part of their body hurts or aches or isn't healthy, we criticize it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a bum shoulder, it doesn't need criticism. It needs love.
Yeah.
And I've found people who, when they actually start sending love to their whole body, and in particular, being really loving and supporting parts of their body that are in causing them pain, that's when they start to heal.
Yeah, and you did, I remember you did address that a little bit. I'm sure it was in your book. And, you know, and it's true. Like, if there's part of you that's injured, and even just a minor injury, you know, that you might be, you know, if you got over-exuberant with exercise and you got a strained tendon or something, well, they take a while to heal, you know? And it's easy to get impatient. And even myself, I caught myself like, why isn't this healed yet? Like, fracking, you know?
Yeah.
I have to hurry up and get better so I can, you know, get the activity level going that I really want. But that's not the way. But I did catch myself. I must say, I caught myself and kind of went, oh, it just needs more love and more care. And I went and put some crystal bracelets around my ankle to help promote that, you know, and then just kind of let it go again. But I thought that's such a negative thing. And that's even with years of training and years of practicing the training, that is still so easy to go to that, like just being annoyed with your body for not being perfect, instead of celebrating the perfection that it always is. So that was so, there was a part of your book that really, really stood out for me. It's the part that I, like I said, I've incorporated into my journaling practice that I do. And with your permission, I'd like to share it on the call.
Sure.
So it's there for everybody. That's okay with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
So this is part of what you talked about, our self-love talk sort of thing, like a daily pep talk. And I'll just write what I did. I think I pretty much copied it word for word. So in this, I've been saying to myself, like every day when I start my journaling, so it goes, today is going to be a great day. You are doing such a great job shifting your thoughts and the way you think and talk about yourself. We are feeling fabulous today, and we are going to flow through life acting like the fabulous, deliberate creator we are. new and wonderful things are coming our way, and I'm so excited. Thank you for the wonderful way you take care of us. So isn't that, I mean, I smile and I feel good even just reading that over the, you know, to you, and it's just, and it's such a great reminder. So I thank you for including that, because I love, you know, including this in my own practice. So especially that, you know, make acknowledging to yourself that you are a deliberate creator and that you are, you're going to act like a deliberate creator. You're going to think the thoughts a deliberate creator would think, you know, and that sort of thing. And it was just, it's such a powerful reminder. So I think to read it daily, and I've got it for my practice, I have 7 different binders in 7 different colors, but they do tanks really. Because my program is around the chakras, so the wishful thanking is all around, you know, we take one chakra at a time. So I've actually written this into the back of each of my journals, that my daily ones that I go through. So so it's a really good reminder.
Yeah, I kind of try to do that as much as I can, remind myself to do that during the day, because I think we get into a habit of talking to ourselves in a negative way, like, you know, oh no, what's coming up? What am I going to have to deal with today at work? And if you can change that and, you know, like, okay, well, today's going to be an exciting day at work, and, you know, I'm going to get to figure out an answer to this, and I know it's going to come easily. It's just, and it's okay. We all kind of go back into that negative self-talk, but it's just like when you catch yourself to shift it, because
yeah, gently, and just even like what I tell people too is, don't be like, you don't use it as a reason to chastise yourself more, but just even go, wow, I noticed that was, that's so good. Like, don't, instead of thinking, oh, I was thinking that horrible thought, I'm bad, you know, instead just think, oh, I noticed that I wasn't thinking in the way that I want, yay for me, you know. And then
yeah,
switch
exactly.
It so
yeah.
You're, you know, and so that way you're kind of getting your ego on board too, I think, and you're not going to, you know, hide those negative thoughts from yourself, because it's actually a reason to celebrate that you've noticed. And you've noticed because it's not how you are thinking, you are changing your overall thought, habitual thought pattern. So, and that's why it's standing out for you, and that's something to celebrate, I think. So, yeah, it is so easy to slip into that. And I'm really resonating with Abraham's, lately they've been talking a lot about the morning process, like to really spend that time in the morning and get yourself in a feeling of gratitude and appreciation, or just, you know, on the best feeling foot that you can, and then, you know, then taking steps to stay there until it really solidifies. So doing your gratitude list before you check your emails and Facebook and that sort of thing, you know, until you're really solid so nothing is going to throw you out of the vortex. And then, yeah, it's easier to build on that momentum that way. So that's
yeah.
A really, but your stuff very much ties in with all of that. And so when you were writing the book, did you find, like, were you sort of putting these things into practice as you were writing it and working it? And I'm wondering what maybe your biggest aha moment might have been.
Well, a lot of these, I mean, everything in the book is something that I've practiced to varying degrees, and some of them are things that I do every day, and some are things that I do now and then. But I found it really funny because, you know, I was kind of talking about how once you raise your vibration, things will just happen. And one of the things that I had always wanted, what really started me on this path, was actually I wanted to be a writer, and I wanted to write fiction, but like something in me, I ended up writing a blog, a spiritual blog, and so then I ended up writing Personal Alchemy as my first book, even though I have all these little fiction things lined up that I was like, you know, I'm just going to put them on the shelf because this is calling to my heart right now. It's the way that I need to be of service. But while I'm writing this book, I ended up getting a notice in the mail that I had sold a magazine article.
Wow.
My first magazine article, yes, it was in Woman's World magazine.
Awesome.
Back like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And then I got another notice that I was, one of my other fiction stories was chosen to be in an anthology that will be coming out in June. And so it's kind of funny. It's like when you just focus on doing all these loving things for yourself, it, other things, you know, because when I tried to get my fiction stuff going, I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
And when I let go of the focus on that and really started focusing back on the self-love and just being of service to other people, then it just kind of started happening, which I find happens for a lot of people. So when you can make that time in your day, just even that 5 or 10 minutes to do the self-love, it makes a difference in every single area of your life.
Well, I think the difference, too, that is in the vibration. Like, I know as a writer myself, I know that feeling. And it's not a feeling of, oh, I feel so wonderful. I'm so, you know, so living my purpose. It's a feeling like, when is the damn article going to sell? You know, like, why isn't somebody paying me for, you know, it's like, it's a whole different, it's like you need, you know, so what you're radiating out into the universe then is not that happy, fulfilled, satisfied. It's like the lack, the needing, the, you know, not being recognized, you know, putting all this effort into it and nothing's happening. And it's that sort of vibe, which, of course, as we know, just creates more of that kind of situation that makes us feel like that. So yeah, I can really see how, and like through just the law of attraction, how if you're, you know, if you're feeling so good and you're feeling positive and you're happy and you're loving life and you're loving yourself, then yeah, you're really clearing the slate for all sorts of wonderful things to happen. So that is really exciting. And what else have you...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, what other things had you noticed that from the time you published the book now and you got it on Kindle and everything, which is awesome. And I know a lot of people are really appreciating it. So just wondering what the impact has been for you personally. If you'd like to elaborate on that, or
well,
if there's any real favorite. You said there's some stuff you do every day and then others that you do occasionally. So what's your daily practice that you feel has made an improvement?
Well, I do have my love list every day. I do a short short meditation every day where I kind of just tune into my vibration, because for me, that's the easiest meditation for me to kind of tap in, because I've done it for so long. I can just stop and feel how my body's vibrating.
Now, is that something you can take us through over the phone?
Yeah, basically what I do is I just take a few, you know, deep breaths and close my eyes and relax. And I think different people may experience it differently, because I'm a very feeling person. I just tap in and actually feel all the sensations that are going through my body. And eventually you kind of can feel into the vibration. But I know some people are visual and they may actually close their eyes and visualize the vibration of their body, and they may see almost like an aura with colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then people who are auditory, I've known people who can close their eyes and tap into their body and actually hear like the hum of the vibration of their body.
Ooh.
And sometimes you have to, when I first started doing this, it kind of happened in meditation by accident that I could feel my body vibrating. And then I would actually just kind of play around with that, because I felt when I would just sit there and feel that vibration, it would naturally start to rise and kind of give me these blissed out feelings from the vibration.
Mm,
so
nice.
I was like, well, this must be something good to do, because making me feel really happy. So that's my main meditation. And I do have on my website, there's a box that says how to shift your vibration in 5 minutes. And there's a booklet there that kind of actually walks you through this whole process. It has a few extra steps to set you up, and then there's an audio.
Oh, nice.
So if anybody wants to go there and get that, that would give them a little bit deeper experience of how I work with the shifting the vibration. But that's a very powerful way for me to tap in. And when I'm focusing on how my body is vibrating, I don't have to worry about all the other thoughts, because that's kind of what my brain focuses on, and everything else kind of fades away.
Well, that's a lovely free gift for everyone who's listening, and I will post your website on it, but if you'd like to just give that for, so it's on the actual call itself.
Yeah, it's www.dailyalchemy.com, and you'll find that, I believe it's up in the right-hand corner, and also there's a link that says free resources at the top of the blog, and on there there's another free book, free ebook, and there's a link to page that has some other free audios. And some of those have some of the exercises that are in the book. Like one of the exercises in the book is seeing yourself through God's eyes and seeing other people through God's eyes, or if you prefer your higher self's eyes, if God's not a comfortable term for you, but there's, I believe there's audios of those on there that you can link to for free too.
Very nice. Well, that's great. Well, our callers are definitely going to get a lot out of this call just on that alone. And so now, so if people can use this, now we're talking about self-love because that's kind of how I geared the call, but in terms of the alchemy, you know, are people able to use these techniques and see improvements in finances and physical health and issues like that, business, that sort of thing?
I think that doing these exercises, I know for myself, it's improved every area of my life. And I may come up with some follow-up books that focus on certain areas and have some exercises that in those areas. I know for myself that doing these exercises and increasing my self-love and then going off and doing some of the law of attraction techniques or even not, things improve. Because when you love yourself more, you can't help but attract more into your life. So I know that I've done things that were totally unrelated, you know, almost like when I wrote this book and then my fiction sold. And then I know one time I was kind of in the point a few years back, and my husband and I run a heat and air conditioning business as well, and things were just slow and not going well, and I was like, oh. And, you know, I was doing a lot of self-love practice, so I was like, well, what could I do? And I'd done different visualizations and scripting of the business going well, and I just felt kind of stuck. And for me, when I feel stuck, I usually think it's one of two things. I'm not giving myself enough self-love, or I'm not going out and being of service and giving love to other people enough. And at that time, I was doing a lot of self-love practice. So I said, you know, what have I done for other people lately? And I was like, okay, not as much as I normally do. I decided I was going to just, like, spend a whole day thinking, you know, how can I be of service to others? What can I give? And I ended up, like, I had some people, like, some elderly relatives that I packaged up gifts to send to and, you know, wrote an email to someone that I knew had lost a family member a few months, checking in with them. Just actually cleared my whole day and spent it doing things for other people. And, like, we were flooded with work right after.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny because, you know, they don't seem related, but that's just kind of the magical part that you can't always predict exactly the good that's going to come, but when you do self-love practices and when you do practices of loving other people, it has to come. So, and it's kind of fun sometimes when you don't actually plot out something on your vision board exactly, but you just kind of go out there and put love in the world and see what comes back to you.
Yeah, just to see it.
Sometimes you get things that are like even way better than what you could have imagined or planned for.
Well, that's, I always include on the bottom of my, when I'm doing my list of things that I sort of, you know, my what I want to do and what I want the universe to do and all that sort of thing. And then I go like this or something better. And I believe that was way back. Shakti Gawain, I think, is where I got that from, at the very beginning of this adventure that I call a spiritual journey. And it's been about 15 years now. But yeah, that was a really good, because we don't know, because we're thinking with our conscious mind, we need to just release and see what comes. So that's and what a great thing to teach your four kids too. You know, importance of self-love and everything. I think, you know, it's going to make their lives so much easier, and the more we can perpetuate this ideal into the world, you know, we're going to just see a happier world in general. Like, everybody is going to, you know, feel better about themselves, and happy people aren't mean to other people,
Yeah, exactly, yes.
So that's a really, this has been such a great call. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add? Because I know we've got about 5 minutes or so left of the call. If there's anything that, you know, any final thoughts or anything in particular you'd like to share?
One thing that, maybe not exactly worded this way in my book, but some of the things that people have misconceptions about working with the law of attraction and the self-love stuff. You can't do it wrong. Some people will tell you this technique is better than that technique. But if you set out with the intention of, you know, giving yourself love and creating a better life for yourself and creating more happiness in the world, and everything doesn't fall in line just exactly like the way you thought, it doesn't mean that you failed. Just kind of keep moving forward, because I see people who are like, I tried this and it didn't work and blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, when you catch yourself in a story like that, just be kind to yourself. I think that's the biggest thing that we can do to help ourselves. We're all human, and don't make improving your life work or something that you can fail at, because as long as you're here, you can keep going and keep learning. And I always hate for someone to feel like they haven't been able to do it right, when I know that every little bit of progress that we make and every little bit of love that we give ourselves makes an improvement.
And that's what Abraham says too, right? That even just turn that little bit and you're going to make a difference. So it's worth the effort. And I mean, there's also a thing called divine timing. Like, we might think we want it in a certain time frame, but there's a lot of moving pieces, you know, and the universe knows when it's the right time for things or to nudge you in a different direction. You know, sometimes what we think we really, really want, we really, really wouldn't. So that's another great, scripting is a great way to explore some of those things and make sure that, you know, kind of feel into these things that we think we want and think of, you know, would we really want to live that life? So you try it out through scripting or your visualization and see how it feels. And then maybe you go, maybe I wouldn't want to do that. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on something else. But I think as long as if you don't know what you want in life and you don't know, you know, what to focus on specifically to use the law of attraction, I think just focusing on loving and accepting yourself, I mean, you can't go wrong. And I agree with you that whatever process works for you. But I love that you have included so many in your book. I think and you know, if there's any of those that you would like to really highlight for our listeners today, anything come to mind?
Well, one of my favorites is just I like to do it whenever I go out into the world. I like to do the exercise that I have in there about looking at other people through God's eyes. And again, if that's not a term that works for you, you can kind of change that around. But look at, higher source or whatever. But when I go out I love to do this when I go shopping, or like if I have to stand in line at the bank or something, and I just kind of look at everybody and like, kind of like I'm God, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look what a wonderful person I've created here. And you know, they may not be aware of how magnificent they are, but every day they're learning more and more. They're exploring more and more. And, you know, I just kind of send them a beam of love is coming from that, like, how would I feel about this person if I created them? And I knew that they were perfection even though they didn't know it. You can have so many magical things happen when you do that. I used to hate to shop at Walmart. I love all the cashiers in Walmart now. I mean, I've almost been moved to tears sometimes just by, you know, looking at people from that point of view. And now it's funny. I'm like, they're so beautiful. And, like, over time in doing this activity, I know, like, a lot of the cashiers, I know their name. I know their kids' name. Because when you look at somebody like that, the way they respond to you and you respond to them shifts. Because they can feel that you're looking at them, you know, and I don't tell them I'm thinking that. But
yeah, that they can feel it. You're
nice,
right. Yeah, I know. I've done that practice. Not
me.
Exactly the same,
yeah.
But I've, like, sent Reiki energy, you know, in a lineup and stuff, and people just, like, you can see them stand straighter, and they're kind of looking around and wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
I love to do the Reiki also, you know, and if you're not a Reiki practitioner, you can just send love. But I love to do it when I'm driving, especially like a long car drive. I've done things where I've driven for 8 hours and just kind of send Reiki out to every car that I pass.
Oh, nice.
And once I get to where I'm going, I'm like, whoa, I'm ready to go. And it's like, you know, if you don't do something like that, you're like, oh, I've been driving for 8 hours. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like Reiki and any kind of love or energy that you focus on someone, when you send it to someone, it has to go through you too. So you're getting what you're sending out. So.
Oh, that is beautiful. I'm definitely going to try that. I spend a lot of my job is on the road too, so I'm going to be definitely using that. That's very cool. Thank you. Hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah.
And what a way to spread, you know, realization throughout to everybody, so that they're going to be receiving it, and they're just, maybe they're not going to cut you off.
You know? That's true, too.
You never know. Well, this has been so much fun, Michelle. I really appreciate it, and I just, you know, also want to be respectful of your time today, so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but I think you have given such value to our listeners, and I really appreciate that. I thank you for that, and I'm going to be putting this on a blog post, so I will include the links there, but they are also, to reach you, Yes, thank you.
DailyAlchemy.com.
Perfect.
When you go onto the blog, there are links. If you want to, I have Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Google+. Mostly I'm on Facebook and Twitter, but occasionally the other places, so wherever their favorite place to hang out is. But,
and I just want to make sure people have the spelling, too, in case they don't know. So it's www.dailyalchemy, all one word. So that's D-A-I-L-Y, alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y.com.
Correct, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. And
I
wish you a wonderful day.
And
thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you so much again for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, too.
Enjoyed
it. Was great, great fun, and I absolutely love your book, and I encourage people to. Now they can find your book on Kindle, correct?
They can get it through Amazon, and if they go to my website, there's a picture of the cover there, and if they click on that, it'll take them right to the Amazon page.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, I really encourage our listeners to take advantage of, you know, that wealth of knowledge in your book, which is, and it's very reasonably priced, too, on Amazon as well. So, yeah, don't miss it. Okay, well, thank you again, Michelle, and I'm going to let you go now. So goodbye to all of our listeners, and namaste, everyone, and keep thinking those happy, positive, self-loving thoughts. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.